It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hey, it's Kyle Bailey, joined as always by Mary Gilbert from the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. It's great to be here. And today we're talking about something every homeowner in Douglas County needs to hear right now, and that is preventing winter damage to your home. Yeah, so December is the month when small maintenance issues can turn into major and very expensive surprises. So a simple leak, a clogged gutter, or an insulated pipe can quickly snowball into thousands of dollars in repairs if we're not proactive about maintenance.
Oh boy. So what should homeowners be paying attention to in particular this month?
Yeah, so here are the top December maintenance priorities that can protect your biggest asset, your home, during cold and typically wet winters in Oregon.
Number one,
inspect and clean gutters and downspouts. So backed up gutters cause roof leaks, foundation issues, and interior water damage. So with all the leaves down, December is the perfect time to clear everything out.
Good point. Number two,
check for roof leaks and damaged shingles. So even one missing shingle can allow moisture in. Walk the perimeter, look for lifting edges, and check those attic spaces for any signs of water intrusion.
You know, I just had one of the handyman working at our houses say, you know, your roof's probably only got a few years left.
Oh, that's not a fun thing to hear.
Yeah, but that's what happens when you've lived somewhere for a very long time. But yeah, number three,
protect pipes from freezing. So insulate those exposed pipes, like those hose bibs that stick outside of your house. So especially in the crawl spaces, garages, and exterior walls. Frozen pipes can burst and cause massive flooding in your house.
Yeah, and not at
or under your house.
Right, and not at a convenient time, I'm sure. What is number four?
Number four, sealed drafts around doors and windows. So weather stripping and caulking are inexpensive fixes that save money on heating and prevent moisture issues.
You can see a big difference in your bill pretty quick. Mm-hmm. Number five.
Service your heating system. So a clean filter and a quick inspection keep your furnace or heat pump running efficiently and prevent costly mid-winter breakdowns. It's not fun to be in your house when the furnace is not working.
No, and it's also not fun when your wife leaves the filter that you should have changed a long time ago out in the hallway for a little subtle reminder. Yeah, why is that so dirty? Because it should have been changed a long time ago. Yeah. Number six,
chimney and fireplace safety check. So creosote buildup is a real hazard. So December is an ideal time to get a chimney sweep if you use wood heat. That's really important.
Yeah, boy, great list there. And honestly, I mean, I think all of us know, and sometimes we've paid for it the hard way, prevention really is cheaper than repairs.
You sound like you have some experience there.
Yeah, boy.
So, exactly, Kyle. A quick December home checkup can save homeowners thousands, and it protects long-term property value, which we emphasize to every buyer and seller we work with.
Yeah, there's some stuff you can't let go. So let's take a look at what's new on the market this week.
Yeah, so here are a couple of the cool highlights. I love the west side of Roseburg. Here's a property that came on the market, 523 West Broccoli Street in Roseburg. This is offered for sale at $405,000. It's listed with Natalie Maddox at Remax Integrity. So this is an updated 4-bedroom, 1.5-bath home in that Fullerton neighborhood. Fully furnished, it's currently used as a successful short-term rental. So if you want to be in the Airbnb business, this is turnkey. It's a two-story home, polished finishes, remodeled interiors. It's got a floating backyard deck, fire pit, lush landscaping with sprinklers, RV parking, and a detached garage. So turnkey opportunity for an investor or owner-occupant.
You know, I looked at the pictures of that. I'm like, wow, that is just some stunning work. Every single room in that looks perfect.
Yeah, it's beautiful. They did an amazing job with this.
All right, what else do we have?
So moving out to the Green District, 4467 Melody Lane in Roseburg, offered for $449,999, listed by Cindy Mills at Remax Integrity. This is a four-bedroom house, hard to find, two-and-a-half-bath home, dual primary suites. So one on the main level with a soaking tub and a shower, and another oversized suite upstairs. It's over 2,700 square feet. It's got vaulted ceilings, pellet stove, flex loft space, got a fenced yard deck and valley view. So with a little bit of cosmetic updates, this home offers outstanding potential and livability.
All right, what if you want to sit by the dock in the bay?
And if you like to be near the coast, over in Winchester Bay, 1050 Broadway Avenue is listed for sale at $449,000. This is listed by Kathy Clemens at Coastal Properties. This is a beautifully maintained, artistically curated three-bedroom, two-bath manufactured home, just minutes from the dunes, the bay, and the ocean. So it's got handcrafted mirrors, stunning lighthouse mural. It's got a reverse osmosis water system, vinyl plank flooring, remodeled backyard with fire pit, greenhouse, woodshed, and full RV hookups.
Wow, good stuff. What about just north of Roseburg, northwest?
So out in Garden Valley, in the gated Cross Creek subdivision, we're going to talk about this when it might be a little too late because it's already pending. It just came on the market this week and went pending very quickly. So watch for it in case it comes back on the market. But just to give you an idea, 145 Cross Creek Drive in Roseburg, it was listed at $825,000, listed with Boyd Bartke at All Pro Realty Advisors. This house was on 5 acres. It's in that gated community, four bedroom, two bath, oak hardwood floors, high ceilings, walk-in pantry, two fireplaces. It's got a large shop with roll-up doors, RV hookups, plus a three-stall barn. So quiet country living.
Wow, great property, Sarah. I mean, you really got something for everybody on the list. What about our market weekly snapshot? What's this week look like compared to last?
So this week compared to last week, we had 36 new listings come on the market in the last 7 days. That's down from 42 from the prior week. We had 39 price changes, so those ticked up slightly from 33 in the prior week. We did see 30 pending sales, so that's a big jump from the 20 that we saw in the prior week. So it's telling us that buyers are out there shopping right now, making offers. 24 homes sold in the last 7 days. That's up from 21. And the expired listings are down. It's not the first of the month, so that's pretty typical.
All right. And let's see, kind of a typical pattern for December.
Yeah. So this week did show classic mid-December pattern, fewer new listings, stronger buyer activity with pendings and solds both increasing. And sellers who are on the market now are serious and motivated buyers are still writing offers despite the holidays.
And if you're looking, what about open houses?
Open houses. So kind of in that Sutherland area, we've got some back-to-back open houses. So today, up in that Forest Heights subdivision, if you haven't been up there, check it out. These are recently completed homes. We've got 662 Brooks Loop and 664 Brooks Loop. Both of those homes are going to be open all day today between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. And myself and Sabrina Schecksnyder will be rotating around at those houses. There's also another house in that same subdivision, 485 Forest Heights. That's listed at $435,000. So 664 Brooks Loops is $485,000, almost 2,200 square feet. This has an amazing view. 662 Brooks Loops, that is offered for sale at $550,000, almost 3,000 square feet. This is the turret style home. It's got the turret covered porch, dining room, and primary suite in that fashion. So check those out. They're also open tomorrow from 12 to 4 p.m.
I looked at the picture and now I suddenly realize what turret means.
I don't want to say turrets.
Right.
It's turret.
Turret. And but yeah, take a picture or take a look at the picture online if you're trying to figure that one out. So a lot of things going on. I mean, it's even though we're in the holidays, anybody thinking about buying or selling this winter, how do they get in touch?
Yeah, so definitely we'd love to help. Give us a call at 541-366-6080 or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg, or you can always visit us online at Mary Gilbert. realestateagent@realestateagent.com.
All right. Boy, a busy time of the year. And with the holidays mixed in, people that are either wanting to get their property listed or wanting to go out and look, sometimes there's fewer opportunities with some of the holidays and all that. But still, this is not slowing down.
It's not. And people are getting optimistic out there. They're ready to do things.
All right. That wraps up this week's edition of Local Real Estate Today. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. I'm Kyle Bailey. We'll see you next Friday morning at 8:50 right here.